St. Clair County in Michigan has a population of about 170,000. It has about 50,000 septic tanks, residences or businesses not hooked up to a sewer system, and therefore using septic tanks to collect their waste. Those tanks need to be periodically pumped. The landfill director for St. Clair County, Matthew Williams, says a law banning septic haulers from field application of septage in winter months was one reason the county landfill became the first septage bioreactor landfill project in the U.S.
It's the marriage of two needs. We need to get that garbage decomposed and take the benefit of the off-gas. Septic haulers need a clean, easy place to put that septic tank waste that's environmentally safe.
The Smiths Creek Bioreactor Landfill Project started operating in 2008. Basically, the landfill receives septage from haulers. It gets injected into the garbage.
What the septic tank does is essentially act as a catalyst to kickstart that decomposition process, such that the process occurs at a rate 5 to 7 times faster than in a regularly, normally operated landfill.
Williams says the process also produces more methane gas, which powers electric generators. Flathead Electric Co-op operates a generator plant at the county landfill, which harnesses methane gas produced by the decaying garbage. Flathead County Landfill Director Dave Prunty says as garbage decomposes, it produces a liquid called leachate. He says the county currently recirculates the leachate, injecting it back into the decomposing trash.
Number one, it definitely helps the decomposition rate, speeds it up, like they were saying in their landfill, with the garbage. And that has greatly helped Flathead Electric with the energy production that they're doing. They're certainly ahead of where they anticipated they would be in about year 4 of our contract with them, making more power because there's more gas.
Prunty says another benefit of adding the leachate is that they save costs by not having to haul it to a wastewater treatment plant. He says the difference is that in St. Clair County, they're accepting a waste from outside, which Flathead County is not currently set up to do. For septage to be used at the Flathead County landfill, the county would first need to work with the State Department of Environmental Quality on permitting. Prunty says part of this would involve proving that adding septage wouldn't cause problems.
The biggest potential to impact groundwater or surface water from a landfill is the introduction of water, whether that's fallen out of the sky or we're putting more water in there into the waste. So water is the theory has always been that water is your enemy within a landfill. Now this is a 180 degree change.
The next step is an expensive part, the capital investment necessary to build a septage receiving facility and install pipes. This could come from disposal fees, waste fees, grants, or any combination thereof. In Montana, septic waste haulers using field application are required to till it in within 6 hours, which a frozen winter ground can make impossible. Prunty says there's concern about nitrogen loading into the Flathead's groundwater over time, not just from septic systems, but by human beings just doing what we do.
We cause impacts by being on this earth. And so, you know, that's one of, I believe, one of the big reasons why this is getting talked about and looked at, just because of that possible loading of our drinking water from the deep aquifer from the nitrogen that's gets spread out with the waste.
Williams came to the Flathead along with a representative from the engineering firm St. Clair County partnered with on their septage bioreactor project. They presented to county officials, including the Solid Waste Board and county commissioners, and were sponsored by the Waste Not Project and the State Department of Environmental Quality. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.